This week on Clown College.
You were kind of a Nazi for a little while. You didn't know.
I didn't know. I got hoodooed. But that's how easy it can happen.
Yeah.
And that's how easy that's how easy that shit can just slip right in if you're not careful.
Yep. You're telling me.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
I said big justice because I learned what Burns said, that's just 1% of damage.
You know, explain a little bit more.
So like if you got burnt up,
mm-hmm.
That is only 1% of damage out of your whole body, they say. Like they're
said, no, if not, if your dick gets burned,
yes, if that junk,
that's
gets
only
burnt,
1%.
Is it like
of damage of your body?
Are you arguing that it would be more than 1%?
I feel like
for
it's 100%. That's just me because I'm like,
well, 100% would be your whole body.
I know it's your whole body. I know, like, by the statistics, but I'm talking about mentally. That's very important.
There's a whole book about this. We talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So if you were in a burn and they said, oh, that got burned, but everything else is good, you'd be fine?
I mean, no, it would be fine.
See what I mean?
But
like,
I
that's more than
I understand
1%.
How they're saying it's only, it's
I,
a.
I get it.
Physically
like,
1%,
yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah, but 100%. It's like, I feel like that's horrible.
And that's how we should bring our guest in.
We have a very special guest today, man.
Ooh,
as always.
Who we got?
He is repping Bush Light so damn
and
hard.
And I fucks
dude.
With a head for the mountains, baby.
I love it. He is from Fort Payne, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
shout out.
Shout out Meth Mountain.
Yeah, Meth Mountain, Harrison. Meth Mountain, Fentanyl Valley, you know, whatever. But Bush Light,
I still got credit for it.
Bush Lights. All right,
it took over you like a holy ghost.
Yeah,
you're
talking
about Bush.
It's in me. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's the co-host of the No Insurance podcast with Roy Hairston,
with Brett Loudermilk and Ryan Keel.
Got you. Okay, yeah. And he is self-described as all aboard the bipolar express.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Today we have Tyler Perea on the.
It's Perea. A lot of people.
How you say it?
Perea. Somebody told me.
I've been saying Perea.
The easiest way that they know how to remember it is that it rhymes with gonorrhea, but it's with a
Perea.
P. It's Perea. Yeah.
Dude, that does work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I get names wrong all the time now.
Well, that's
that.
It. That's going to stick with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. Fucking gonorrhea sticks
with you. You can get rid of it.
But the Bush Light, I would like to be sponsored by Bush Light one day. I love Bush Light. I don't know if comics has even thought about having sponsorships on their t-shirts when they go up on the stage and looking like a fucking NASCAR.
Yeah, like UFC fight.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Seriously, be a whore, mother. Be a whore. Be all the whore you can be. Don't be a slut. Don't be a slut. Uh-huh. And don't be getting... Yeah, be a whore, get paid for it.
You're talking about to say no gay stuff. Brandon's with you.
Yeah. We don't care about that. That's okay.
There you like to talk for you, Brandon.
Huh? Wait, what?
But you know, you do, because you don't like. No. Well, anyway, he's homophobic.
No, he's not.
Damn, man.
No.
What the fuck?
I'm not homophobic.
Piece of shit.
I disagree with that. Yeah, I'm not homophobic.
Here, Brandon.
Brandon loves
a lot of
everybody.
Gay friends.
Me too?
Yeah. Exactly. And I also use the, I got a lot of black friends, so I'm not racist.
Well, you have to let them know.
I got
Alex, and I have told everybody I have Asian.
Yeah, I'm covered. Yes, I got it on a card and everything. I got Chinese buddy, Japanese buddy.
Oh, you got two different kinds.
Ooh. Well, that, no, hey, I'm just talking about Alex. No, yeah. Yeah. He's one of them, right? No, I'm just kidding.
But yes,
these Bush Lights can get you, get the racist out in you. I'm not a racist. Oh, yeah.
Everybody who watches this show
sometimes. Anyways, that was a hoot and holler. That was a good one.
What are your thoughts on Bush Light Apple?
Oh, ooh, have you ever tried that. Bush Light Apple?
I have.
Okay, so I haven't tried it, and we have tried Peach, Bush Light Peach. We float the creek. We like to float the creek, and we had some peaches with us, and we drank every one of them quickly. And then I only had 12 more Bush Light, just Bush Lights, and we drank them quickly. We ran out halfway on the float trip.
So 12 apiece.
Yeah, 12 apiece. And you know how bad them headaches was?
Oh, okay.
Terrible. So we're actually growing as people because we can make a whole 30-pack last a whole float trip now. Mm-hmm. But Bush Light peaches are good. But what is your thoughts on Bush Apple? We've been wanting to try it.
I like it. I really do like it. Dom called me gay when I was talking about it earlier.
I didn't think Bush Light was going to conform to the woke media.
This is what they did.
They got them.
They got them. Son of a bitch.
Okay, what about dipping? Y'all probably don't dip, but like Skull Apple, Skull Peach.
No, I don't like that either.
Do you dip,
straight
though?
Coke. Yeah, I mean, I got...
Yeah. Well, you ain't a child. You ain't a child because that's what they're trying to get kids hooked on.
Yeah.
But it's always in long cut because it's easy for a kid to dip long cut shit. But I like the apple and the peach, but I won't let nobody see me do it.
What are you doing? So are you doing Grizzly, Skull?
I'm doing Stoker's Natural Long Cut.
I have never heard of that, so that means this is a deep cut.
It's my favorite.
What's the container look like?
Yeah, shit, I got it in a tub.
Oh, okay.
In the back seat. Yeah,
what do you mean
it's
hold on,
a tub?
Hold on, yeah, what do you mean a tub?
Yeah, like you bring an ice cream to a birthday party?
that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's a damn tub full of dip, and $20 lasts me for a week and a half. A can won't even last me a day. That's terrible.
Loose in a bucket.
In a bucket. And I'll just fucking three finger that shit.
Oh, you fuck! That's crazy.
Yeah.
But do you keep a old can just so you can stuff if you're going somewhere? You want to be classy about it?
Yes, yes, I do. When I do a show, I'll pack it from the tub.
Yeah.
And I'll just put it in my back pocket because everybody will end up getting tired of me bumming cigarettes from them. Especially when I start drinking, they're like, this motherfucker, don't fucking talk to me. He's going to ask me for a cigarette. Then he's going to say, I'll give you $2. Then he's going to say, I suck your dick. Cigarette. And so I just take my dip with me and I'll just dip and hide away in the shadows. But, yeah.
Dude, I can totally see you with that tub of dip, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the backseat of your El Camino.
Yeah. I would love to have an El Camino, but I kind of got an El Camino. It's a Chevy Colorado. It's a little truck, but I love my truck. Oh. I've had it since 2017, and I've had it repoed. I've had it fucking wrecked. I've had it all kinds of shit, but it still comes back to me.
That's nice. It's right here, right?
Yeah, it's a white Chevy Colorado 2017 model.
Okay, let's see.
That came out in 2017.
Yeah, 2017 Chevy Colorado. It's been a good truck. I had to get the starter replaced on it, and that cost $1,000 because the labor starter. I'm no mechanic. I fucking suck. Yeah, that one right there. It's a four door. It's a four door. And they said that starters is real easy to replace, except in them motherfuckers.
Oh, that's the worst.
They have to
worst.
Take the engine mount out. They have to do all this shit. And so 600 of it was labor. And then,
You know how that shit in cars, they'll be like, you look it up and you're like, this is the easiest thing to change, except your make and model of your fucking car.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
And then they make you feel like a piece of shit for having that. And you know, because like the mechanics will put their hands on their hips and look at you like Forrest Gump is looking at Jenny and shit. And like, I can do it, but it's going to cost some money. But thank God that there's a mechanic in town that let me make payments on it. And after I paid it off in like or month. I was like, well, thank y'all for letting me pay it off. And she said, hey, you're welcome. You know, we've had, you know, they needed the title as collateral. And I don't blame them at all. And she said, you know, we don't mind helping people out because we know how it is. And I was like, well, you know, all I got right now is my word. And she was like, and you kept it. And you paid us off. I was like, well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You want to give a shout out?
That's how it should be, you know. But you got to build your reputation up to be able to have credit without having credit. My fucking credit's terrible.
No, your word, that shit goes a long way. People always remember, even if you don't remember them, if you kept your word, even if about something small, they always remember that
reputation
shit.
Is everything, you know. I'm trying to build it up. But now my kids, they're shit out of luck if they want daddy to sign with them for a car.
It's going to bring the price. It's going to be the APR up.
Yeah. They're like, hey, where is this motherfucker? He owes us money. He ain't got a bank account. That's what it is. He's only operating in cash and cash out. That's
it. My boy said Cash App will come get you too. He owes him back child support, and I was like, you owe me that. He asked to loan him something. I was like, you owe me send it to Cash App. He's like, no, not right now. You got to send it while I'm at the ATM because they're coming getting Cash Apps.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, pay your child support.
You know you can pay in installments on DoorDash now.
Really? I can't believe they did that. Yeah. They're taking advantage of people.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I just saw it like it was big news.
You know, like they got Afterpay? Which I use.
I don't know about Afterpay.
She
does.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's like on Amazon, you're like, yeah, I got $100 to pay for this right now. But they're like, oh, you get like whatever. It's 5 easy payments of 20. No interest. So you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But then you keep on doing that shit adds up.
I never get approved.
And so. But if you do it on DoorDash or something like that. Dude, I took my bank statement through ChatGPT, and I was like, what can I do to save money? And they were like, dude, stop ordering DoorDash. AI was like, dude, it's enough. It's enough. So you can rack up a big bill each month. Like, you could rack up, I'm not going to say I did. Probably it wasn't even close to this, but you could rack up like $300 a month. On fucking ordering DoorDash because you're lazy and want to get up.
Seems like a light month for you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It was over 300, but I was just, it was a tad bit over. But you know how that shit, because right whenever there. When you're on DoorDash, they give you this deal. Oh, if you order over $30, so now I have to get the $5 off.
Dom, you are going to.
You have to.
You have to order the
You kind of like getting that free hot dog. Yeah. Free hot dog at the gas station.
Come on, man. You got to do it.
Yeah.
They have those deals.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Inflation.
Here, Dom. Here.
Cheers to that.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I had a mechanic try to fuck me over last week with a deal, man.
What happened?
Because I pulled up in there and they had a thing that said, you can get your oil change for $24, right?
No, they lying.
So as soon as I went in there, he was like, oh, shit. After he told me I could, I went in there, he was like, oh, shit, man, we're out of that oil, but... I can do it for $80 or $40.
Oh,
I was like, I was like, fuck it, man. Let me do $39. And then when I came back in there, he was like, I'll tell you what, man. If you give me a good review right now, I will do the normal charge of $24. So I did the normal. I gave him the greatest review I could ever give.
Oh, nice. Come here for $24.
Can you pull up that review?
Yes, I can.
Did you write it? Did you take it through anything, or you just wrote it?
I just wrote it real quick.
Freehand, okay.
Yeah, just real quick.
You know, you remember
he just wanted a compliment.
Yeah. Motherfucker. But $24 is cheap as hell.
Hell yeah.
You can't even do that at home.
$40 is the cheapest I can find at the house over there in Fort Payne, small town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, $40. That's still good.
Yeah.
Because if you do it yourself, you're spending more than $40.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many quarts it take?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many quarts it takes because I don't fucking change my
mind. There it is. Look right there. Look at that.
But there's one place that charges $90 for oil change. You fucking motherfucker.
They have
all kinds of people.
That's how much mine are.
Really?
I swear, because I go to
are you driving?
You get full synthetic?
I get mixed. And I heard they fuck you up with that.
They're just
like putting half and like they're saying it's half and half. It's really it's like 75-25.
Yeah.
And you're paying like a lot more. But you know, it's already on your thing, and I am lazy. And I'm like, yeah, the same thing I got last time. Oil Change Express. They do a good job to get you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sponsor me, Oil Change Express. I got you right here on mine.
Hell yeah. I throw it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Throw it out there.
Express oil is the worst, because even if you go get a diagnostic or whatever, they charge you like $60 just to check. Yeah. It's crazy.
Everybody's fucking everybody, man.
Mm-hmm.
A big old orgy is what it is. Just a bunch of people fucking each other. Mm-hmm. And it's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's not
a good orgy.
Yeah, I just want to be over party. By the buffet. Fucking got my mask on. Just fucking eating cheese dip and shit. We the fuck out of here.
We went to a show in Millbrook, Alabama. J Dubs. You know J Dubs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He puts on a show out there. And we did it. And there was this thruple in there. And they were talking about the orgy like they go to. And it's like, it's called something. Goddamn, I wish I could remember what it's called, but it's like a certain term for it when it's at a whole
sophisticated term.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like it's like a different kind. It's like they're different kinds, and they were talking about the kind where you go to somebody's house or whatever, and they have a buffet, and they were complaining about the food. Like this,
that
like,
was they were like,
they were like, yeah, they didn't really have a good like spread. I'm like, but they're talking about an orgy too.
Yeah.
I kind of feel if you go to a lot of them, you're like, you know, they could have did something. Yeah.
They could have put some fucking olives over there. What the? Yeah,
they had no roughage.
Damn. Where's where's the health inspector at? Where's he at? Got your dick out and shit. Fucking motherfuckers in ball gags and popsicles up their asses and shit.
What would be your like spread for the orgy buffet?
Oh, that's a good question.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what fit you get three finger foods. What are you having out?
Okay, ham and cheese.
Just no bread, just ham
with
and cheese.
Bread,
okay.
With bread. There's obviously a big ass bottle of hand sanitizer.
Uh-huh.
On both ends. Mm-hmm. On both ends. That's
moisturizing hand sanitizer? You don't want yours to be dry.
That is, damn, dude, look at you, man. Fucking thoughtful ass motherfucker. You thinking of me? Yeah, okay. I was thinking about just the regular ass alcohol, dry out your hands, there's a fucking stick going in there. No, okay, ham and cheese sandwiches, mm-hmm. But I love chicken salad. Chicken salad on the croissant,
uh-huh.
And pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese at an orgy?
Pimento cheese. Okay, but you can't eat a lot of pimento cheese.
You cannot.
It will fill that belly up. And you just ain't going to be worth a fuck.
What are you putting the pimento on?
On wheat bread. But these are halves like you would take when you was in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
Like put them in your lunchbox and shit.
Yeah.
And now it's came full circle and you're at a fucking orgy in a big ass mansion.
Ooh,
with a good spread. Well, I will never ever be invited to an orgy in a mansion. Especially with the attire that I wear and I get caught out with. And they're like, you get your Bush Light drinking ass fucking out of here, motherfucker.
That might be one of their kinks though. Like,
let's bring it. Well, I don't know.
I've never had a country boy. Well, yeah,
he looks like he's drunk a lot of whiskey. Anyways, but also I am kind of married and not married at the same time.
I don't know. Help.
Yeah, she said no. Yeah, no, we're great. We've been together 13 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How old Brandon is?
You would think that's half my life.
You know what's helped us out a lot?
What's that?
Is not living together. Mm. It's like, she has her place and I have my mother's house. And she's a good woman though, and she's been there. I have been a piece of shit as a husband, and turns out that's my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I've been a better ex-husband than husband. And
learned your lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. And man, how we're growing back together though has been a beautiful thing. And that's been so much fun that we've been having, and all I give a shit about like actual hanging out on a day-to-day basis is with her and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I fucking love that shit. I love hanging out with my buddies, my comedian buddies, and whatnot. But
that's what drives you, right?
Yeah,
there.
Hell yeah. That's what drives me to be the best I can be at comedy. And you know, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
No, you're a beast.
As a comedian. Yeah. Well, I'm nowhere near where I want to be, mm-hmm. and I got a lot of room to grow and to learn, and I will always be learning in this. This is a beautiful, beautiful art form, and it is my trade. And I really believe that I'm in my lane, and but it helps having them in the back of my head saying, you got to get better for them, mm-hmm. because you don't want to keep them humiliated. You don't want them to get fucking humiliated because you suck, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what drives me is them. And it's been a great journey.
Hell so yeah. Far. Yep. Hell yeah, man.
Hey, man, your son's a beast. He wears those Alpha Wolf t-shirts. Yeah. I've seen him with that paintball gun on Facebook.
That's dude, he tight, plays dude. Airsoft. And okay, so I told him that he takes airsoft seriously. And I told him, because he asked me how a couple years ago, Dad, is this a hobby for you doing comedy? I was like, don't you ever say that again. I was like, comedy is not a hobby for me. This is this is what I want to do as a profession. I want to be a professional comedian. I'm already a professional comedian, but I want to be able to, that's all I do. Is mm-hmm. work on my jokes and do that.
Yep.
And so I asked him the other day, I was like, is airsoft a hobby? He said, don't you ever say that. And he's like, hell no, this is what I want to take as a profession. I was like, all right, well, we're both delusional. Get the fuck out of here.
You need it. You need that delusion.
Yeah, you do. You really do, you man. Really do. And I got that shit. And that's what I'm delusional. But that... but there's a difference, I think, between delusion and taking action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have delusions of grandeur. I've had them, and you can get out of touch with reality pretty mm-hmm. quick. But if you don't put action towards your delusions, and you're just a fucking crazy bastard.
Yep.
You know 100%. What I mean?
So you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do
you
it.
You got to do it.
And a lot of people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. You got to take that first step. And when I took that first step doing comedy 4 years ago, February 21st, 2021, at Madison Station, which was the box car.
The box car, yeah.
And the fart box mm-hmm. car. When some fucking terrorist came in there and hacked their shit and fucked them all up. And now... Now they're no longer anything, are they?
They entice. They're enticed. It's like entice, I don't okay. really know what it is. I think it's like a club type.
So
thing.
That was
Mike Sales timeshare.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that night though because I don't know why because I got drunk. I took my buddy up there and I wrote for 2 years before I even got the balls to even get on stage. Mm-hmm. We got the courage to get on stage, and I didn't know how to get on stage. And then I was going through Facebook one day, and I believe in God, and I'm not pushing God on anybody else, but I am a believer, and
they both believe.
Yes, I
yeah,
do.
Well, I, hell yeah, amen. Well, I was praying, and I was like, God, how the fuck am I going to turn this in? How am I going to do comedy? There ain't no comedy around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Ad Friends on the Mutual Friends on Facebook, I seen Roy Harrison's
shout out Roy
Facebook profile picture, and at this time he was on the stage at Madison Station and had a cigarette in his mouth when he was smoking cigarettes and had a trucker hat sitting on the stage with the microphone. I was like, this guy, he'll know how I can get started. And so I sent him a friend request, he accepts it. I immediately message him. I said, hey man, I want to do comedy. I can do comedy. How do I do comedy? And he's like, okay, well, first, you need to go to open mic. I was like, but where? And he's like, well, they're all over the place. He's like, I can meet you somewhere and tell you and show you and tell you about some places. I said, okay, cool. And so we met at this Mexican restaurant in the town that he lives is Henniger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and my brother, and we met Roy. And this is the first time Roy's met me. And first thing I'm saying is, like, man, dude, I'm destined to do this shit. I've got this calling that I want to make millions. I just can do this. He's like, okay, well, first step is you need to go to open mic to see if you really want to do this. I was like, okay.
I'll tell you.
All right. I was like, but where? He's like, well, there's one Sunday night at Madison Station in Madison. I was like, okay. And so I ended up getting the courage. I had my buddy Brandon. He lives in Atlanta now. And I was like, hey, you want to ride with me? I knew he wasn't going to do And he wasn't going to be working Monday because he don't fucking work. I was like, let's ride out to Madison and let me try comedy. He was like, you going to do it? I was like, yeah, man. I've been writing for 2 years. I got some notebooks filled up. I'm ready to go. I go out to Madison Station. He's with me. I'm pounding beers when I get there because I'm so fucking nervous because there's a lot of people there at this time. At this time at Madison Station, this was kind of like a big point in comedy in Huntsville, like at Madison Station. And Matthew Tate was the host, mm-hmm. and the thing about it was that every single comic that was up there, and Matthew did amazing that night.
He killed?
They all did.
Uh-huh.
Everybody did. That was like the magical thing about it, is that I haven't laughed that hard in a really long time. Like, to where I was in tears. I was like, damn, this is what it could feel like. And it was just regular, just local comedians, mm-hmm. you know? But fucking killing, man. Just at an open mic, I was like, damn, man, this is an amazing feeling. So I asked Matthew, I said, hey, this is my first time. You got any advice? And he said, hey, how much have you had to drink? I was like, not enough. He was like, I think you've had enough. He was like, the thing that you need to know is you need to just get up on that stage. Don't worry about nothing else. Get up on that stage. Get that microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for real, that's it. Yeah, get up there. Get that microphone. And then, you know, just that's it. That's all he said. So I'm at the very end because he knew I was wanting to do it. And he made an announcement closer to the end. If there's anybody else that's wanting to sign up, sign up. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I got the courage, is at the very end. Sign up. And so I he calls my name, and it was a big welcome. I like seeing that. And I try to encourage other first-timers when I'm hosting or whatever,
mm-hmm.
by that same energy, you know, because it's a big step. So I get up there. And I get the microphone, and then, bam, I'm alone up here, mm-hmm. motherfucker. I am alone up here. Ain't nobody helping me. Ain't nobody. And then I just see everybody's eyes. I was like, oh, shit. It's on me. It's on me. So, but before I even got on stage, I said, how much time do I get? And he said, you get 10 minutes.
Oh, it was in 10 minutes.
You get 10 minutes.
Woo! First time?
First time, you get 10 minutes. And in my head, well, I got to do all 10 minutes. I didn't even have a minute. I thought I did. I thought I had all kinds of good shit. But I go up there and I ramble. I got a couple of little chuckles, but also I rambled, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking god-awful. And I had the mic way down here to my damn belly button. Nobody could hear me. Then I picked the mic up. And I catch myself saying that, too, but also trying to give motherfuckers that don't know grace, because I was at that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too long ago that I was holding it way the fuck down, and I was just rambling, not telling a never-ending story, not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I get off the stage, I was like, shit, that was fucking hard. That was terrifying and hard and all that. My buddy Brandon, they all the comics said, hey, you know what? Keep going. You had some funny stuff there. Keep working at it. You're going to realize that it's a lot harder than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. On the ride back home, my buddy Brandon, he's a real motherfucker, and he said, man, you fucking suck.
Damn.
You fucking suck, dude. I was like, you know, fuck you. I'll let you out right here. I was like, I did suck, didn't I? He's like, yeah, you did. He's like, but that don't matter. What matters is, are you going to go back a second time?
Mm-hmm. Now that you know
what
it is.
Yeah, are you going to go back a second time? I was like, well, hell yeah. And then, so it took me 2 years to really realize what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2 years to realize, oh, okay, let's fucking, okay. And after I, because I gave myself grace, too much grace, at the beginning, mm-hmm. and in the first 2 years, I was like, oh, I'm new, you know.
Yeah.
I'm new. Everybody expects me to shit and suck and all mm-hmm. that. And then I was like, man, what the fuck are you doing? You going to fucking suck or you going to do comedy? You going to make people laugh or you going to just be a fucking another fucking motherfucker that don't need to be doing comedy.
Just up there talking.
Yeah, you, just you out making there something talking. Happen up yeah, there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that I had a switch flip inside me, and now I'm nowhere near where I want to be as a comedian, but I'm a lot better than what I was, and I'm getting consistent laughs, and I like going wherever somebody will have me to do comedy. Like, I went to Atlanta last Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday.
Which one did you go to?
West End Atlanta. I went, okay, so good, Tyler Perry has a highway named after, right? We had to cross it walking the street. Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry Highway. Tyler Perry Highway. And I told her, I said, Tyler Perry ain't coming his fucking ass down here.
Mm-hmm.
This is, no, because we get to this red light. It's fucking hood-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
With guns and shit, had bandanas over, fucking throwing up gang signs and shit. I was like, God damn it. So we go park, and we go right across and go inside the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the venue, it was a completely different atmosphere, different vibe. It was full of love and, like, just positivity. Mm-hmm. And it was magical is what it was. It was abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance of.
What? You talking about like Brandon? Abundance of them?
Yeah. No. It's abundance of black people. Black people. Yeah.
But no, you were gonna say special.
Yeah. That was
no, but. But yeah, there was. I was the only white people.
Yeah, that's right.
But that. Yeah, I guess you're right about that, too.
But you hit them, didn't you?
Well, it was a great show, top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the host, her name's Silly Me Hines, and she's from Atlanta, and she's a fucking killer, man. Her, and then there was another lady that I was on the show with. Her name's Kiki. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, it's Kiki the Great. She got like almost 100,000 followers.
Mm.
She's been doing comedy as long as I have. She had me and Holly in tears. She was hilarious. And I did great. I went off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
I did 15 minutes, but I did four jokes that I usually open with. But I was doing crowd work. I was riffing. And I was like, I was having fun. But it was so fun. Yeah, I was in the zone, man, and I loved that. And then I realized, I was like, fuck, not during my set, but on the drive back, I was like, damn, man, I can't do that everywhere. I can't go off the rails everywhere. And that's the maturity that I'm gaining in being a comedian, is that there's times and places to go off the rails, and then times and places mm-hmm. to fucking hone it in and do your joke, do your set, but be lively, be performative, you know. By God, that was fun as fuck. You got all just everybody fucking hollering and laughing and just having a good time. No bad vibes at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a podcast with them, the ones that put it on TikTok Live the other day. They made an excellent point. They said, because they asked me about the area that I was in and if I was scared to get out of my car and all that.
Because mm-hmm.
they know it's a bad area. They have to live over there. And they said, was you scared to get out of your car? I was like, no, I was cautious as fuck, though. I was cautious as hell. I'm not going to go anywhere without the ability to protect myself and the people that I love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not looking for trouble. But I'm also, you know, ready for it too. And so,
he said, what you said is, I'm about that life.
Well, no, I don't want to be about it. But I don't want to be about it.
Push comes to shove.
Yeah. Push comes to shove. Yeah. Anyways, but they said, but did you see any of that inside the show?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hell no. It was nothing but love and nothing but good vibes. And he had a great point. He said, He said, you know, hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. And the people who's trying to cause trouble ain't trying to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So putting some comedy shows in these pretty bad areas and stuff may can do something great one day for mm-hmm. communities. For communities that have nothing but darkness over
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you know? I know. I got my boy. Hood niggas do not like to laugh. Like, it's like it's hurting them whenever they get yeah. something real funny. They gotta like hit you.
Yeah. Man, I didn't laugh, motherfucker.
Shit ain't funny, man. Yeah. It ain't funny. But yeah. That's good shit. It could heal. Comedy could heal. Telling dick jokes.
I haven't
could
even
fucking
thought about
heal
that.
The world.
I haven't even thought about it like that.
That's good shit. But I knew when soon as you said you went to Atlanta, because we had some comics go to Atlanta too over in that part.
Laughing Skull or where?
No, not that one.
They
see,
wish.
That's yeah, Laughing Skull's where they party did okay. Yeah. They went to
Jacking Off.
Oh yeah, Jacking Off.
You know,
is that
you remember
or what?
It's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kill Tony.
Oh.
But with straight hood like comics. So they like instead of like just like giving you your time, they start bombing you while you're on the stage from the sound effect to sit like that.
Oh.
And it was rough. It was rough for a lot.
I've never heard of that.
But as soon as I said that, I watched the whole thing and I saw a guy who was like not like you, but you know what I'm saying? He kind of got the same vibe. He murdered. I mean, yeah. He fucking... And he wasn't near as good as you.
Oh.
Matter of fact, that dude got on Kill Tony.
Ooh. Really?
He got... He was on... The, it was two people from Dante and Pat was on. They got on Kill Tony. Nobody from Nashville. Nobody from Alabama. All from... what the fuck was that?
Oh, this was
Atlanta.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
So nobody got on Kill Tony from Huntsville and
nobody got him from the whole
Burma,
all
from all of Alabama,
all of Alabama, and all of Tennessee. You ever been over in Pulaski?
Yeah, well, that's the damn ain't that the birthplace of the
KKK? Yeah.
No, never been.
But old dude got from there. His main joke is fentanyl Jesus.
Matt.
Oh God, I love that.
Was it Matt?
Already. I think his name's Matt.
Yeah, he got on. He did good. He did the best, I think, of both nights. Like, cause he was like he did a good minute, and then afterwards, like he was doing like shuffling on stage. I mean, it was like crazy shit going on. I thought it was entertaining.
Mm.
He did pretty good, but everybody else didn't know him.
Fentanyl Jesus, damn.
Yeah, he was been at Fat Sammy's a couple times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to go to up to Fat Sammy's and Huntsville Mike's. I don't get out to Mike's that much because
But you're getting shows now, right?
I need what?
You're getting shows now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you travel.
But I also like going to Mike's when I can, when I have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, they're a drive for me and when I have the money and I want to see some people that I ain't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go to Mike. I can't do it all the time.
Yeah, it's
but
far.
I talk to myself all the time. So, I mean.
You're always having a mic up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man. It's constant. But I run all my jokes by Holly, and she'll tell me they ain't worth a fuck.
That's
get
good.
That away
That's good.
From
you
me.
You need somebody like that.
Yes, you need somebody
Kanye
on
has
it.
Somebody
no,
like
seriously.
That.
You,
Just dude. Think.
Yeah,
how much better he would be? How much less we would know right now?
I don't think there's
any
hope for Kanye anymore.
Did you hear the new thing
about his cousin sucking off his cousin?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He sucked off his cousin?
You ain't heard that?
No, look.
Yeah, you need to play that.
Yeah, he made a whole song about it.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't play the song. But
you can't.
No, but he released a statement.
saying that it's not true.
No. He on Twitter. He was like, he just said what he said in the song. Yeah.
He pretty much just said it.
Man, let's figure this out.
They don't have to figure it out. He just sucked his cousin's dick till he's 14. That's what old
16.
This is 16?
Wait, 16
now,
years
God old. Damn, 16?
I heard 16.
That's a little
I think it was 14.
Much.
I'm pretty sure I read 14.
Well, I mean, when it gets to...
It doesn't... I mean, that's a long time.
14's better than 16. Damn. I'll say that.
Yeah, 14, but you're still
well,
high school.
No. Cut that. Dude. Cut that. I didn't say that.
Wait, what did you
he
say?
He did say 14.
Sorry.
I think this is not okay. So I do think that this is a Britney Spears type
100%.
I think he's already balled.
He's a billionaire.
And he did.
He is a billionaire.
And he's definitely manic. But who can put him? Who can put him in something? He has to go manic. Willingly. Huh?
I've been manic as fuck. I'm bipolar, and I even said on stage a couple times, like, well, I got like manic highs and lowest of the lows low, and I'm Kanye. I get Kanye high. But no, he's gotten too high for me.
He's
too high. I'm going to be judging him. I'm like, you making all of us fucking crazy motherfuckers look bad.
Put that in your set. Did you say it like that already? He's got too high for me?
Yeah.
Because that's good. Yeah. That's golden right there.
I did like his song Stronger. That's about it. Stronger.
Oh, dude. He has some bangers. Like, what's that?
Gold Digger.
Runaway.
Yeah.
Ooh. I haven't heard that one.
Who?
New Slave.
Hell, I'm not. What, is that new?
Don't.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's 2014. Oh, that is a good song. Last Call is a good song,
too. Last Call? I don't remember that one.
He's got bangers.
Number one.
I heard his new song went, it was a number one song in Fort Payne.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah. With the damn robe on.
Yeah, Britney Spears never walked out in a full Klan outfit.
You're right about that. That is true. Just fucking scissors. No Klan. Yeah, you're right about that. Damn, there was so when I was a kid at the courthouse in Fort Payne, I was young, but I still remember this. They had a Klan rally. Mm-hmm. The Klan was marching and shit, and that was the first time I seen the Klan, and I was like, what the fuck? Nobody was, no counter protest,
well,
no nothing.
No counter, yeah.
Yeah, well. No, none of that, but I didn't know what it was until I got a little older, and I was like, fuck them motherfuckers. Yeah. But now, there is a lot of that. Around.
Some of them are good people. I get it.
No, there's a lot of that around there. No, I don't fuck with them people. I've had motherfuckers come up to me and how I talk and how I dress shit.
He's had a lot too.
No, seriously. They'll come up to you, and if you ain't care, what they're looking for is weak minded dudes, weak minded motherfuckers, and they think that how I talk and the shit that I say on stage and all that is. Dude, he's just going through it. No, motherfucker. I am fully aware of what the fuck is going on. And I ain't gonna join your goddamn operation. Piece of shit, motherfucker. Hell yeah. So you got to make a stand with them, and then, you know, I don't care if they're ever mad at me, and they can fucking suck my dick, for real.
Hell yeah. KKK.
Can we do an applause?
Line up and suck Brandon's dick, too.
What? But I have had fucking Klans members and actual Nazis that you wouldn't think that they're Nazis. They're not skinhead. They're not, they're none of that shit, but
All right, what's the difference? What's the appearance difference between a Nazi and then like a KKK guy?
I've only known one Nazi that actually tried to influence not only me but a lot of other people.
Uh-huh.
And they have higher education. This one had higher education than a lot of other ones, but he was always afraid. Not afraid. He didn't ever want to say his fucked up views himself. He wanted other people to say his fucked up views, and I started thinking, and this was at the very beginning, and I was thinking, this motherfucker's fucked up, and things would just start coming to me, and he would say different other, I can't explain it well right now, but it ended up being that he would be talking about the Jews and saying,
let's hear
that
him out first.
Well, he was in a group message, and he said the problem lies with the people who follow the Star of David or some bullshit like that. And I had enough, and I said, dude, are you a white supremacist? And he was fucking with an artist that I knew, and And the artist was painting a picture for him. He was commissioning a painting for him. And so after I found out that he's a white supremacist, and I got off the group chat, blocked his ass and all that, I called that artist. I was like, dude, you don't need to be hanging out with that dude. He's a fucking white supremacist. He was like, dude, I got something to tell you. I was like, well, what do you got to tell me, man? He's like, well, come over. I was like, well, come over, man. And I'm not going to say his name or anything like that. Yeah. But this guy, the artist, was in a real low place, too, because he didn't have no friends. Mm-hmm. When we came along, he felt like he was a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt, you know, he was family. Whatever, you know. And so he came over, and I told him, I was like, dude, I think he's a white supremacist and all that. He's like, dude, he's a Nazi. I was like, how's he a Nazi? He's like, man, he was telling me the pros and cons of Hitler and telling me how much better things would have been if Hitler was around, if we followed his ideology and all this stuff. Now this dude, but listen, this dude, he don't strike you as that type.
Yeah.
He don't strike you as that type.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I said, dude, he's like, I was only hanging out with him because I thought y'all was all like that. I was like, no, I'm not nothing like that. At all. And he said, man, he got me to hide a swastika in his painting. And he gave me $650. He gave me $650 to hide a swastika in his painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, fuck. He is a Nazi. He is a fucking Nazi. Yeah, and he's like, dude. Yeah, man. I didn't know. I was like, do I fucking talk like I love Hitler? And he's like, kinda. I'm like, God damn, dude. You motherfuckers got... Yeah, they got me fucked up, man. They got me fucked up.
And you were kind of a Nazi for a little while. You didn't know.
I didn't know. I got hoodooed. That's how easy it can happen.
Yeah.
And that's how easy. Mm-hmm. That's how easy that shit can just slip right in if you're not careful.
Yep. You're telling me. Man.
I know it happens.
But yeah, I'm publicly, yeah, fuck Nazis, fuck white supremacists. I'm not that. So don't be trying to recruit me, God.
Dude. Huh? Oh, you guys were talking about, hey, slip one in. I almost slipped one out right now, laughing so hard, man. Alex, can you please take over for me while I go to the bathroom real quick?
Yeah.
I gotta take a piss.
Oh God!
What you
thank
think
God!
I thought it was
a piss, brother.
What you thought was a shit?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. You said slip one out.
Number two. Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right. Take your time, Brandon.
I mean, usually what? Go, Brandon. Hey, look. Hold on. Give it one more second. Right now, Brandon's pants and underwear are around his ankles while he pisses.
He pisses as we speak. Oh, is he one of them kindergartners? Yeah. He pisses like a kindergartner.
He pisses like a kindergartner. Yeah. That's one way to describe it. Yes, he does.
Yeah, pissing like a first grader.
Yeah, you can hear his belt buckle hit the...
Brandon, why are there chips out of my toilet seat?
Oh, shit. Buckle hits floor.
That's our boy.
Dude, I love the setup.
I appreciate it, man.
I love the setup.
I appreciate it.
Kim
JJ wanted Dennis. Yeah. And he was like, he wasn't
that his actual height?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think it was like a 0.75 it said at the bottom. Like,
oh, 0.75.
Yeah. So like, 3/4 replica.
Yeah.
But this is his actual height.
Hobbit size.
But yeah, he wanted Dennis, so I was like, I'll be down if I don't get Kim.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It fits perfect. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't do this on Bad Friends.
No,
like,
yeah.
That seems like some shit they would do. So like, it's great that y'all
is that even
first.
Still going?
It is. We don't hear about it much.
Bad Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't. And I used to watch it. I used to watch it almost all the time.
I just got back into it. Yeah, it's good.
It still is?
Yeah, I just got back into it. Mm-hmm. They have really funny guests on.
Good.
Yeah. They had John Cena on one day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Who, John Cena?
Uh-huh.
And that Zac recently?
Yeah, okay.
That was like a few months ago, I think.
He heard John Cena. He bust through the door.
Boom. Yeah.
Brandon, what are your thoughts on what happened at WrestleMania, dude?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's break it down for us.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Did you watch WrestleMania?
Quite. What was the most shocking to you?
Oh, well, with the John Cena thing, because, I mean, I didn't think he was going to win. I thought this was his last match.
Mm-hmm.
This means I could still see him, maybe.
So you get one more time with John Cena?
Yes.
Because, why?
Because, I mean, he won the championships and he's still here.
So that means he has to wrestle again.
Yes, and you saw he's with Randy Orton again.
Mm.
So it's like 2009 backlash, man.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude.
How old were you in 2009?
Have y'all ever been to a WrestleMania?
Mm-mm.
No, but I've been to wrestling matches. That's it. Just a live one.
That's the next... The next thing, if we get we hit a certain number or we get a certain thing, we're sending Brandon. You can guarantee that. I mean, he will be there.
Hell yeah!
I couldn't imagine his face. The overall
the excitement and the joy that yeah.
I might cry. I might start tearing up.
You better record your face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's expensive. It's like $3,000.
It'd be later. I said
WrestleMania.
Yeah, like for some seats, it's like $2,000.
But that's probably not even the bottom seats.
No, I don't think it is. I think that's like probably $900 maybe. Like it's
$900 for nosebleeds?
Maybe, but I have heard they were all like at least $1,000.
I think they're far more expensive than $3,000 for the ring
side. How long is WrestleMania?
Like, 2 days.
Oh, two. Yeah. So,
it used to be one event. Now it's 2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 days.
Remember like whenever Undertaker threw, I don't know, one of them things, big things that happened. That was like one event, like one pay-per-view. Now it's 2 full days on... Peacock or some shit?
Yeah, Peacock now, which I love because it's like, dude, back in the day, you know, back in like 2009, we were young. You had to pay like $60, so I'd miss out. No, my bad, $80.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. They were like $80 to $100 mm-hmm. when I was a kid.
Yeah, man. Now it's just $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. I used to just hear what happened and then a lot of people at school and told them I seen it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I heard Owen Hart died. I'm like, dude, I seen it.
I've seen it live.
I seen Owen Hart break his dick. I mean, I was just.
I saw it. I paused it. Wait, for real? You saw it for real?
No,
well, I remember when it happened, and he fell off, and I watched the replays on news.
Yeah. But they cut that. You can't. It's hard to find. You can't find that now.
Well, I mean, because he died.
Yeah.
Like, they captured that shit. Him dying like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I look for it.
Terrible, man.
Yeah.
Man, did y'all ever watch? Okay, maybe that'd be a dark turn to take.
What?
I was talking about Faces of Death.
Like, my shit, dude. I grew up on Faces of
Death. Everybody did. That's a terrible thing.
Banned from TV. All of them, dog. I've watched them all multiple times.
Just be like, just fascinated with like, damn, that's a 40-story building they just fell from, and I can't stop watching.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite. That's my number one. It's the funniest. Well, not the favorite. Yeah. It's the funniest.
Okay, so how do you watch it now? Can you watch stuff like that now?
If I got those tapes, I would watch them right back and... Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's been so long, but pretty much Twitter's Face of Death now.
Yes, it is.
You see so much death on Twitter, dude?
I don't even got Twitter.
Yeah.
It's bad now. It sucks now. I don't know what it is, but it's all porn.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but it won't stop. And you know
I know what you mean.
You don't get any?
Why turn it off?
Oh, but it's not like good. It's not like you'll be like, you know what I'm saying? You're out. I'm at the DMV. I'm like, Jesus Christ! I didn't want to check and see what happened at the draft. I don't want to see just saying busted. No warning.
Yeah.
And then
yes. I mean, $3.45.
It gets bad, but...
Oh, Faces of Death right there.
What's the one you remember the most?
Man, I just remember car wrecks and all that shit. And okay, at one point in my life, I loved seeing that. I loved seeing that shit. And now, I can't watch it at all. I'm not saying that I'm holier than thou now. I just don't want to see motherfuckers getting their head cut off.
No, yeah, yeah.
I think it's bad for your soul, mm-hmm. man. I think it's bad for your soul. Dude.
I'm dark as hell. It's right here.
I know.
It's dark as shit.
God, we got to get you in the light.
It's definitely not. It's not good. And how old were you when you were probably watching this?
I was in high school.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm 37.
Yeah, I'm 37 too. Okay. I was watching it. We got those in, I think we got our hands on those in sixth grade. Because I remember.
That is fucked up, ain't it?
Because at family video?
Yeah.
All right, so at family video, you could get, it would be like $2-4 movies. And so we used to go there, and these were always in the $2-4. Now, of course, we couldn't rent them, so we just put them in another case, go out there, rent them, and then turn them back in. But we saw all of these no less than. Every single one, probably no less than 50 times.
50 times.
We have watched them all. So, I know them by heart. I haven't seen it in 20-something years. I know certain ones verbatim. I know exactly how it starts. I know the inflection of their voice. Like, I'm not a black bomb soldier.
While you're watching that, you're getting your dad's Hustlers and shit, the magazines.
Yeah. Those are not wires you want to cross.
No. Yeah, damn, that's a good point. You don't want to cross them wires at all.
Yeah, dude, that's where snuff films come.
Hell yeah.
I think they had one of those on there, but they didn't show it.
I'm glad they kept it PG.
For some reason, Tanya Harding's sex tape was on there.
Ooh.
It was the last one of one of the either Faces of Death. Face of Death or Banned from TV. They were kind of the same thing.
Oh.
And it was on one of those they had Tanya Harding's sex tape with I didn't even know who she was. I mean, it's not fucking another dude. It wasn't good either. Huh?
I imagine she just starfished, huh?
What's up?
Did y'all watch the movie with Margot
great,
Robbie?
Great movie.
It?
Great movie.
Yeah, yeah, that
so good.
I Tanya.
Man, how that competitive figure skating. Because, so she stabbed Nancy Kerrigan, right?
No, she hit her. She had her bodyguard.
Beat her legs.
Had her beat her legs. What's
wrong?
And then it fucked up the other girl even more. It was Tanya Harding. She did it to Nancy
Kerrigan.
Yeah, so when she hit her in the leg, you know, she got out of that one. She got suspended, big debacle. And then afterwards, the next time, she did the best. Nancy Kerrigan did the best, but all the judges were like, we can't give it to her because everybody's going to think we, for sympathy reasons. Like, so she lost out on two of them because she wanted to beat her legs.
Damn.
Jeez.
Now she's on, like, doing shit like Survivor.
She is, ain't she? Oh, wow. Celebrity Survivor.
She did one of them. She did something. Like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Brent, check that out. What were you finna say?
No. I was just saying, what's new with you, man?
What's new with me? You know, just striving through life, make it.
So how's the training going?
Training's going.
People
good.
Want the updates, man.
Yeah, we're almost done. Just got to pass this last test, and I made it.
Well, you need a 79.
Yep, at least a 79.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I made it. Then we just wait for this fire department to open up.
There you go. You gonna be a firefighter?
Yep, that's my goal.
Oh man, yeah. Awesome! How hard is that physical test?
Oh man, dude, I haven't got to it yet, but I heard surprisingly that's not even the hardest thing. Like the hardest thing is just that interview because you could pass that, you could pass the written exam. It's like once you get in that interview, they got to like you.
Two comics, Sci-Fi and Charlie, both Charlie Swisher, they both failed the interview part.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So is it a psychological type interview or whatever? Are they doing a psych eval?
So basically, what they say is it's like you'll have two people in there, like a captain and one other person, and they just ask you like a bunch of questions like, why do you want to do it and stuff like, are you okay with seeing death and things like that? Mm-hmm. It's just like how you answer it. I heard a lot of people say it's kind of like a stress thing. So they see you're like really stressed out or stuff like that, and they'd be like, maybe not this guy.
Brandon won't be stressed at all. No, you won't be stressed in the slightest.
We'll train you. You'll watch these Faces of Death videos.
I've already seen them.
But that's great though. Yeah. I love that approach.
Yeah.
I love that approach, that interview tactic that they're doing because, I mean, have you ever seen a dead body?
No.
Like,
not yet, almost.
Yeah. Though. Well, almost, I mean, no.
Just on video.
Anyways, yeah. Damn. I think you'll be a great firefighter.
Man, I truly appreciate
it. And you run every day?
Oh, yeah. Or run, work out.
He'd been doing the vest.
So what kind of workout? Are you doing like just heavy weights, or are you doing push-ups and like shit that you can actually use?
Yeah, I'll do everything. So I'll do, of course, like chest presses, and I'll do the stair chair. I'll hit the bag for at least, I'll do 5-minute rounds of like 15 minutes of the bag. So like work on cardio. I started doing a spin bike. And then, yeah, just working on weights and the combination of both.
Mm.
And now I'm trying to find a trail that I could, like, walk on around my, weight of vest, because I just walk around the neighborhood with that. And my thing is, I want to find a good national park where there's not too many copperheads that could bite me and I step on.
Well, yeah. Don't worry about the copperheads. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, but just find a trail. Just any trail that goes up a little mountain.
Okay, so what's around here? What's good? What's the parks around here?
They got
I'm from got all kinds of shit that you can run and stuff. And Huntsville, and where's Bankhead? Bankhead National Forest.
I searched that up.
Ain't that close to here?
Or you can go to Montesano.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Montesano. Have you
been?
It's
real pretty up there.
It's good hiking and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And waterfalls up in Montesano?
Not that I've seen. But there might be.
Where is that at? Location, though.
Brandon, click the map.
Brandon, you just be careful when you go to these parks, man.
Why?
Because you your condition.
Huh? What condition? What?
Where you attract certain groups of people.
Only me on red on that. What kind of groups of people?
Brandon has an ability to attract child predators in his direction.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
His childlike innocence.
Yeah, I know. He's ready for grooming. He's ready to get groomed. Take him to the groomers.
Yeah. I guess Slaughter Road. I heard there's a good trail of Slaughter.
Look. So where's Bankhead at?
An hour away from here.
Okay. So, but Montesano,
that's pretty close. Like, I know my mom's house. It's like, I just got to go down there.
Is it a mountain?
Yeah,
run up that bad boy. That's paved or not?
I don't think it's paved. Is it paved?
No.
Not paved at all.
No. Not the trail.
More good ankle support then.
Hell yeah.
I imagine you don't smoke because you're going to be a firefighter, right?
Yeah, no weed.
Yeah, well, that's great. I like smoking when I get high, so...
You like smoking when you get high?
yeah, dang, dang, yeah. No, I like smoking and getting high and running. I like smoking when I get high. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Brandon, you can do that right there, the date night scavenger hunt in Double Springs, dude. You run around, find some stuff, get a date in.
Go geocaching.
See what that's about. What's geocaching?
That's what older people do.
Up my alley.
yeah, you're an old soul.
Yeah, he's the youngest. Yeah.
I'm like 50.
Hell yeah.
Dom, you should do this on
what
on
is
the
this
first
double
date.
Spring scavenger hunt?
You mean read it for you?
You don't want to see me run on the first date.
Well, you don't.
It would be
run.
Bad. Or even get tired. You know, the sweat.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Regardless.
You mean read it for
we need to be in a nice air conditioning room. Huh?
So you may read
Please
it
read
you.
It for me, yeah.
So it says double up on adventure and spring into action with our Double Springs, Alabama scavenger hunt.
Mm.
This lively quest will have you exploring the downtown neighborhoods like never before, unearthing hidden gems and intriguing stories. Don't worry about getting lost. We promise no deja vu stops. Two Indians. I don't know where Indiana came from. Two Indians or elementary signage. Is that what that is right there? Signage.
Signage.
This is crazy. Why can't you just say the shit?
Oh, where is it?
Man, just exhilarating discoveries woven throughout the charming town. Prepare to serenade by the musical historical Seaborn M. Denson and Thomas J. Denson. As your journey through the harmonious streets that make Double Action Springs, Alabama scavengers such an unforgettable event.
Where did action come from?
That's not what that is.
It just says Double Springs.
Hey, they don't have rating on the damn test.
I know, right?
They don't have rating on the test. Do that.
Just that they use symbols.
Yeah. I think he's got a great heart, though. I think he's a good dude. I think he'll do great for this. I think it'd be great for the community. I really do. Brandon. I know you're gonna do great, buddy.
Dude, he's gonna get so many donations for the fire department, dude.
GoFundMe.
He's gonna be getting the hip bucket.
How many times has Brandon been hit with a bless your heart in his life?
All your life?
Probably.
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't remember?
I mean, there's people that probably said it when I walk away. I don't know.
Bless his heart.
Hey, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
He's
bless
gonna go far. Heart.
You got through that.
We don't know how far. Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Did you get the last sentence?
Oh, yeah, you're right on. Let's finish this. Okay, so grab your friends, put on your detective hats, and create lifelong memories, all while explaining the vibrant spirit of Double Springs and Thrilling. Fun-filled way, okay? So get your tickets now and begin your exciting escape. Escape? What the fuck? Escape in the in-frilling Southern Gym. So this is supposed to be normal for normal people, and they adding all this extra shit.
This is an AI.
Why you gotta be this classy? Like, I'm just trying to...
He said it's supposed to be normal.
My goodness, don't kids read this?
For date night?
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. My bad. It's date night. They're trying to be extravagant.
Oh, dude.
Ask ChatGPT what grade level that's written in.
Okay. Yeah, crop it.
Let's see.
I guarantee, what do you think it is? 10th grade?
10th grade.
What do you think it is?
I'd say 8th.
All right, I'm going to go...
That's
I think it's. I'm gonna go ninth. I'm gonna go in the middle.
Right, there we go. This.
Split it.
And then just press space and what grade.
Split the coconut.
What'd you guess, Dan?
What grade?
Ninth.
Level is the sentence?
Oh, he prices right.
Yeah, I do think 10th is right.
Let's find out.
If it's 5th, I'm gonna be so pissed off.
7th to 9th.
We both got it. Let's go.
I was struggling at that time.
But check Alabama education.
Oh, though. Yeah. Dude, you were exactly right. Alabama education.
It's going to be doctorate.
Ninth through 10th now. Wow, it went up a little bit.
Let's go. I told you.
Are you fucking serious? grade level?
That's
system?
That's good to know, actually. That's...
Die through 10th.
Damn, yeah. Man.
Hold on. 90. There's a different scale for Alabama.
Yeah. That is
wild. I did not know that.
I didn't either. Until now.
Say, well...
That's awful.
New York?
Rank the school systems.
What's the worst school system?
Yeah, what's the worst school system?
What state has the worst school system?
Yeah, there you go.
It's either Alabama or Mississippi.
Definitely in the South.
But it's Mississippi, though, right?
Down here.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't it Mississippi?
Is Mississippi the poorest state, though?
Yeah.
I think they're the poorest state.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brett Favre still got some money out of them.
Yeah, hell yeah, he did.
Wow, okay, so New Mexico and Mississippi.
Ha, not even the bottom two. That's good.
Oh, nice. We're
probably number 3.
What? You got Kentucky in there.
Oh, yeah, man.
Louisiana.
I can't see them being too far up.
Yeah. Man, they got LSU, though, right?
Well, no, I mean, that's just a school.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, before the college is the real struggle push right there. That's what makes it great.
Well, not bottom two, so.
Let's go.
Well, but you know what?
At least better than Mexico, and I mean, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Mexico, or, too. But,
New Mexico.
Y'all ever been out west?
Nope.
Yeah.
Have you were at
Yellowstone,
dude.
The Rockies.
All right, so tell me about Yellowstone and the Rockies. I want to go up. That's bucket list for me.
He got left there when he was a kid, and he grew up in
Joe Dirt. Hey, Joe Dirt is way through life. Well, look at you now.
I'm right here, dude.
Yeah,
Clown College Podcast. Not doing well.
So is Yellowstone got it's the big waterfall and the geyser, right?
Yeah, Old Faithful.
Old Faithful,
and
okay.
Horseshoe Bend.
Yosemite has got the damn...
trees.
Yeah. Mm.
The big-ass trees.
The sequoias, that's what I want to say. Have
and
you ever
Redwood
seen them?
Forest. No, I didn't go out there.
Damn. So how was Yellowstone?
Yellowstone's awesome, dude. They got big-ass animals. Like, I seen a grizzly bear, a wolf,
did you camp out there?
I was my grandma took me on a bus tour when I was like 14.
Really?
It was me and a whole bunch of senior citizens, and we were We went for like 16 days on this bus tour out west. We went to Rockies, Yellowstone, like the Amana colonies in Iowa and all that shit. And Pokemon Go had just came out, so I was really just trying to catch all the Pokemon I could.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You was catching the shit out of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, y'all was stopping everywhere. It was beautiful
out there, but Pokemon Go, I like that more, honestly.
Damn, did y'all stop a lot for people to piss, though, with all them senior citizens?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
It was constant.
Because they can't control.
No. Did they mess themselves?
Not that I was aware of. That's good. But they come prepared on long-term trips. Smart. I think the Knoxville Tours and the Depends have like a brand deal.
But some old people, like my girl, she refuses. Like, she won't wear the too prideful to wear them.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'd wear one right now if I was going to, like, a game. I was thinking about it.
I could use one right now.
Yeah.
I could fucking use a diaper right now.
When you're at, like, games and shit, I mean, only you don't just don't want to piss on you. But if they got a good brand that you could just piss on, you don't want to fucking run out. You might miss a play.
Especially if it's cold.
That's another sponsor idea. There's another sponsor idea.
One that you piss in, then you can like unclick it and empty it into the...
Yeah, that's how you can market to the youth. That's how you can market it to the youth. And everybody wears them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not like the youth that has to have diapers, but like...
But like everybody...
that goes to concerts and shit.
Gets drunk.
I wear it.
Hell, yeah, hey man, I definitely wear it.
All right, Tyler, we appreciate you for having so much on. He put the ghostly Muhammad Ali back. You got anything to promote? Anything you want to say?
Oh, I got a show next Saturday that I'm hosting in Anniston at Sinclair Social, May 3rd at 8 p.m. We got Sci-Fi. And Charles Hood. Charles was requested.
Charles is a monster.
I wanted Sci-Fi on the show because I fucking love Sci-Fi, and I know that he's
a beast.
I'm going to let him, he's going to headline.
Uh-huh.
But we'll go last. He's going to go last on it. But I told him.
Took away your headline. I did tell
Sci-Fi, I said, hey man, you want to do 20 to 30 minutes? He said, well, hell yeah. I was like, I know he can do it. So. He's going to be doing 20 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Charles is going to do 15, and if he's crushing, which I know he will, he can do 20.
Hell yeah.
And I know he can do 20. But it's at Sinclair Social at 8 p.m. this Saturday, May 3rd, in Anniston, Alabama. And after that is an open mic. Is an open mic, and you know, I don't think a lot of people's going to show up for it. But if a lot of people ain't, and some veteran comics want to get up and do some time, you know, work out some new stuff, that would be the place to do it.
Okay, hell yeah!
Yep.
All right, check them out. What's your pod?
The No Insurance Podcast, right now on Spotify and Facebook. But Spotify, mm-hmm. And we're only sound right now.
Hell yeah.
We're getting shit as we go. In this economy, you have to.
You have to.
You fucking have to. Mm-hmm. And I love y'all's setup, by the way.
Appreciate it, man.
I'm proud of you guys, and y'all was great to talk to, and it was a privilege to be on here.
Man, it's a privilege to have you.
I mean that. I mean that, or I wouldn't say it, man.
Hell yeah.
It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Hell yeah. This was great, man. We appreciate it. Go check them out. Tyler Pereira. Oh, no, I said, I know. Gonorrhea. Yeah. Tyler Pereira.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Tyler Pereira. I did. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Baby, that was
good.
Yeah. We all started with lunch.
We good?
Hate Scrappy Doo.